We are backstage with the one, the only Taylor Swift. First of all, we have both just flown across the Atlantic.
We have.
Why is it that you look like $1 million and I look like a $5 bill?
Well, thank you. I had hair and makeup this morning.
See. Okay.
So that might be a bit of it. Like, I mean, they painted on my face for 2 hours, so.
I think it's a good look.
Thank you so much.
And I got to say, thanks for upping my street cred. Before we go any further, I have three teenage nieces back in Ireland.
Aww.
Now, normally their Uncle Patrick is very uncool. I would suggest for this split second while we're chatting, I've moved up to tepid.
Wow. Really? I'm flattered. You got to tell them hi for me.
I certainly will. Now, you've got back in from London. Are we the only two people that have actually flown in from London for this, do you think?
I think so. I think that's just us. I was there doing X Factor, and it was so much fun. It was a blast.
And how does it feel to be home? Because Nashville is actually home.
Yeah, Nashville is home. It's amazing because my parents are here, so I miss them when I'm not around. And there's nothing like, you know, coming home and being in your own apartment or going to your mom's house or stuff like that, you know. My cat's here, so that helps.
What's the cat called?
Meredith.
Okay, and when you walk in through the door, how excited does Meredith get?
She's really, she's more mad. She's now mad. Every time I leave for like 2 days, I come home and she just, kind of the meow version of screams at me.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
And does she do that thing whenever you actually leave? Does she do that sleeping on the case and go, I know what you're up to, Mom?
Yes. I think that's a universal cat thing.
It's bad news.
Yeah.
So you, I would say, are the official Queen of Nashville.
Wow, thank you.
So does this feel like a hometown gig for you, or does it still feel like a big deal whenever, you know, you're up for six, you've already won two?
It's a big deal. I think for me it's a huge deal to have six nominations on CMA night. It's one of the biggest nights of the year. It's so exciting, and like, you get to see all your friends again.
And you're also performing.
I am performing. Oh my God, I'm performing with some of my favorite musicians just in the world. So getting to play with Alison Krauss and Vince Gill, it's something I've been looking forward to for a really long time.
Okay, so talk us through the pre-awards routine, because you're at home. So have we got the dress sorted?
The dress is very sorted. Yes, the dress is happening. I picked it a couple days ago, tried it on today. It's a dress. It's a lot of dress.
I like where we're going with that.
Yeah.
And you're coming back to London, I believe, end of November?
Yeah.
By royal appointment, no less.
Oh, yes. I'm really excited. Yeah, I'm going to be playing at the Winter Whites Gala at Kensington, so I'm really stoked. This is my first, like, thing I've performed at for any kind of royal engagement, and I'm very, very honored.
How's your royal P's and Q's?
I've been asking about that. I think I'm just really safe if I just, like, shake hands and be polite.
And what are we going to call him? Are we going to call him Your Royal Highness or William? Where are we going to go with that?
See, that I think that's being presumptuous in that, assuming I'll meet them. So I think first I would just be polite enough to not assume I'm going to get to meet them.
And you're going to be back in London for the Red Tour when?
I'm going to be back in London the first week of February, actually. We're going to be doing 5 shows at the O2, which I'm beyond thrilled about. I can't wait to be back. I'm just so honored that the fans sold out 5 shows. That was beyond my expectations. So we'll be kind of staying there for a bit.
Okay, well, look, congratulations on your 2 awards so far.
Thank
Good
you.
Good luck with the 6.
Thanks.
I hope the dress kills.
Oh, I hope so too.
And congratulations on your royal gig.
Thank you.